I'm Ruth Dussault. You're listening to Local News Matters, local headlines from the Bay Area. Budget cuts impact programming in state prisons. Marin County set to receive new funds for housing. Dust-sized plastic is measured in the Bay. And a Dolly Parton Foundation sends books to the youngest readers. People in California's prisons are receiving less programming amid budget pressures. A hiring freeze at the California Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation has restricted or slowed parts of the prison system. According to incarcerated reporter Steve Brooks, a new $239 million learning hub at the San Quentin Rehabilitation Center sat empty last weekend. It just opened in February. The state legislative analyst's office warned that California still faces deficits of about $10 billion a year through 2030. California prisons hold about 90,000 incarcerated individuals. That's 84,000 fewer than 20 years ago. Some lawmakers are calling for the governor to close another prison to save money. Amber Rose Howard, executive director of Californians United for a Responsible Budget, said the state could close up to 5 prisons based on the number of empty beds. She said there's no bad prison to close, just pick one. Meanwhile, incarcerated people in San Quentin have spent the weekends mostly in their cells, with little staff available to operate the exercise yard, religious services, the canteen, or educational classes. The modified schedule runs through June 30th. On Tuesday, Marin County supervisors will consider allocating nearly $2.8 million in federal, state, and local housing funds. The money will support affordable housing, homelessness services, and community projects across the county. The proposal includes about $1.6 million in community development block grants and nearly $700,000 in home investment funds from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. There's also roughly $477,000 in state housing funds matched by local dollars. County staff have recommended some projects, including affordable housing developments in Mill Valley and San Rafael, repairs in Marin's largest homeless shelter, and improvements to child care and preschool facilities. A new pilot study by the San Francisco Estuary Institute suggests tiny plastic particles in San Francisco Bay may be far more abundant than previously measured. Researchers captured microplastics as small as 20 microns. That's about one-tenth of the size last measured. It's roughly the width of a human hair. Lead scientist Diana Lin said the plastic particles in the bay come mostly from stormwater runoff. They include tiny bits of tires that wear down on the roads, clothing fibers, carpet dust, and bits of plastic packaging. Scientists say tracking smaller microplastics could improve understanding of how the material impacts human health, marine ecosystems, and the ocean's ability to store carbon. If testing is successful, the new methods could be used statewide as a plastics monitoring program launches this summer. Thousands of young children in Monterey and Marin counties can now receive free books through the Dolly Parton Imagination Library. The new program mails one age-appropriate book each month to every enrolled child from birth to age 5. Monterey County leaders celebrated the initiative on Thursday in Salinas. Organizers say more than 34,000 children are eligible. In Marin County, more than 11,000 children qualify. First launched in 1995, Dolly Parton's Imagination Library is a global childhood literacy program. The organization has gifted millions of books to families in the United States, the UK, Australia, and the Republic of Ireland. Crossing the Golden Gate Bridge will cost a little more beginning July 1st. The fast-track rate will rise to $10.25. Drivers using license plate accounts will pay $10.50. Toll invoices that come through the mail will increase to $11.25, and the discounted carpool rate will climb to $8.25. Bridge officials say the increase is part of a multi-year toll program approved by the Golden Gate Bridge Board of Directors to help fund bridge, transit, and ferry operations. I'm Ruth Dussault. For more on these stories, visit localnewsmatters.org. This has been a production of Radio Sausalito and Local News Matters.